kindness to each and every one of us. Amen?
Amen.
This is a month where we want to be thankful just for everything that God has done for us in our lives. And as we get ready for a new year, we just want to be focused on His goodness. And we're just thankful today that the Lord is just going to touch us while we worship. Amen?
Yeah.
And so we're going to worship and we're going to step into our time with God. And we're just going to be refreshed by His goodness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Good morning, everyone.
Excuse me for a minute, but I've got a song to sing. It might not be okay, but it's my mind. No one else can tell you what the Lord's done for me. This might take all day to wrap it or start, but now it might get loud. Down.
worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, I believe.
The other day, Ronnie and I was driving around, and that song Commission came on the radio. And there was a part that said, goodbye is not the end. God told me, people just take things that happen and let it go. They need to use their mouth. They need to use their faith to speak things to go beyond what has happened. If there's a situation that has happened and you don't like it, you begin to speak to that thing. You begin to tell it to go. And you speak what kind of result you want. When I was in the hospital with COVID, the doctor was telling us, the main doctor over the COVID unit, told me, if you don't take that vent, you're going to die. And he said, you're going to die. And I remembered what Pastor Phil told me. He gave me tools that I could work through. When I was fighting for my life, I began to yell out as loud as I could, my voice will be heard above this sickness. I'm not settling for this. I'm doing what God told me to do. From me, that day, it was probably just 2 or 3 days later, they released me from the hospital. I thank God for that. But you have to use your faith. You have to step out and say, I'm not settling for this, devil, you hear me? I'm not taking this. I'm a child of God. I have rights. And you're not walking on my rights. So we need to go beyond what we think or whatever we feel and say, God, I'm believing you for the best. The best is yet to come. I'm not settling.
Woo! Amen!
If you bring a light to the barren places, light to the darkest spaces, God, it's your name. To the ones who've lost it, God.
You bring peace to the war inside us, and our fear is silence, God. Come on, it's His nature this morning. You bring joy, Lord, to the broken.
I was prepared to counsel the Christian. I was prepared to counsel the people who already had a relationship with God. I wasn't so prepared to counsel the people who didn't believe in God. And so when I encountered one of those this past week who had gone through some horrific things had been done to them, and I remember going home and thinking, God, how am I supposed to help them? They don't believe in you. If they could only see that they could heal so easily if they just gave it to you. But how do I do this? He said, if you can't talk to them about me, you show them me. You show them who I am through you. I have called you my hands and my feet. And we are all those hands and those feet for the people who are busted and broken and lost and looking, and they don't know where it is. They need you. And they need you to get down in the ditch with them, not stand up on the street looking down at them, telling them why they shouldn't have been in there in the first place and all the bad things that they had done that landed them in there. And if they just believe, how are you supposed to believe when you've been hurt so many times? How are you supposed to believe? It starts with us. It starts with us being Jesus. Before you say the word Jesus to a non-believer, they should have already seen him in you.
Too far, no place that's too deep, no place that's too broken, that he can't heal, that he can't fix. There's no miracle that's out of his reach, because nothing is impossible with the God that you serve this morning. And if you don't serve him, I encourage you to. There is no desert that your strength restore the years that shame has stolen.
just take authority right now over every enemy that would speak lies into the voices of your people, into the ears of your people, Lord God, that tells them they're who they, you say they're not, Lord God. They are a royal priesthood. They are a chosen generation. They're worthy because you're worthy. Lord, I just come against every word spoken that has caused damage. Damage to their soul, to their mind, to their heart. I just speak healing over all of that right now in Jesus' name. Let your healing power, Lord God, remove from them the years of brokenness.
voice this morning.
Perfect love is casting out fear.
Thank you.
God's so good. Just, I heard him even just now say that as you were praying for her, he was moving on your behalf too.
Amen.
That's how good God is.
Amen.
That what he was healing in her, he's healing some leftover mess that you want to ignore, but he don't want to.
Amen.
He wants to clean it up and clean it out. Amen. Amen. God is so good that he gave us the story of the 10 virgins. And I know we said this on Thursday night, but truly we need to really be serious about this. There's some prophecies being fulfilled as we speak.
Yes.
Prophetic words that for the Jewish people is being fulfilled. Like they're looking for the soon coming of Jesus Christ. They are looking for it. They've got some things that are in motion that declare to them the soon coming of Christ. And so if we think about the 10 virgins and how 5 of them prepared, got their oil, trimmed their wicks, and they were all prepared, and the 5 didn't. There was 5 virgins that just, I don't know what they were doing, living life and concerned with life, I guess, and not what they were supposed to be doing and focusing on. So the bridegroom comes, and the 5 that had the oil and trimmed their wicks were ready to go. The 5 that didn't were yelling at the other 5, give us some, we have none. And so they went to get, because I ain't giving up mine, right? Like when that time comes, that's my moment. You get this moment, we get this moment from each other until that day that arises. Like I'll pour into you, but you got to do it for yourself. That's not something I can do for you.
Yeah.
That's not something
Amen.
Any person can do for you. That is you and Jesus. That's how you get filled. So I was thinking about that on Thursday night as we were talking. And I thought about this, and I'm not rewriting the Bible. I'm just telling you thoughts that come to my mind as in conversations and stuff that you have with people. Why wouldn't the 5 yell and scream at the other 5? Go! Quit playing! Maybe they did. We don't know. But go, quit playing! You don't know when he's coming. Because when they came back and they had everything ready, he was gone. And there was no other chance for them. So I want to know, did they yell at them and say, go, get it, quit playing. It's not time to play. Go prepare yourself. If we're not telling people about Jesus, that's what we're doing. We're just gathering to ourselves and saying, I'm good. I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. What about your neighbor? What about your cousin? What about your friend? What about your mom? What about your dad? What about your kids? What about everybody you see out there? Are we telling them?
Amen.
I love the word Marie brought forth. And what Deanna brought forth. Deanna doesn't know how much she's fit into what's being said here week after week after week after week. Man, it's amazing. God is just so good. I lost my train of thought, Marie. I know what it was. Sorry. Praise you, Jesus. I need giboba, ginkgo, whatever that stuff is for your brain. Anyway, that they should see Jesus in you before they ever hear Jesus from you.
Amen.
How true of a statement that is. They can't see you walking in a store, screaming at your kids, screaming at your spouse, getting mad because somebody cut in front of you on the line to go pay for their food. Who cares? They grabbed the last thing of chicken and you wanted it. Who cares? So you don't get to eat chicken that night. Who cares? In the realm of eternity and being Jesus to that person, who cares? We need to be Jesus to these people.
Amen.
And we need to be talking about him and talking a lot
Amen.
About him. Because I do believe the day is drawing close. And you said I hear this, they've been saying that for years. Yep, and we're that much closer.
Amen.
Right? If I've been hearing that for years, I ain't telling y'all how old I am, but it's been a long time. Right? And we're that much closer. I don't care if I go to my grave and it hasn't happened yet. I will go believing that the end is near.
Amen.
That he's coming back and he's calling us up in the air.
Amen.
And that I need to be prepared for that very moment.
Amen.
Because we've never seen signs like we've seen now.
Amen.
Happening. So just be prepared. And you know what? Let's just take the moment. We're telling you about it. We're telling you about Jesus. We're singing about his goodness and his mercies.
Amen.
And how much he loves you. He dearly, more than we could ever think or imagine, loves you.
Amen.
So much so that he gave his son for you.
Yes.
And this kind of out of order of what we usually do, but there's no order in this church. It's the Holy Spirit's
order. The Holy Spirit's
order. He gets to tell us what to do. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But I really feel strong that even you watching by live stream, we've got people that are looking at your comments because they write down your prayer requests for us. And so Phil can pray for them. Pastor can pray for them at the end and stuff. So if you're here or you're by live stream, it don't matter. God's not moved by where you're at. If you do not know Jesus as your personal Savior, let every eye bow, or every head bow, every eye closed. Just some people don't want to be looked at and be what they think is a spectacle. We know that's not what we're doing, but when you're new, that's what you feel like.
Yes.
But with every eye closed in here, except for mine and Phil's. Carrie, close your eyes. Every eye is closed in here. If you want to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, just put up your hand. And if you're on live stream, amen, we see that hand. We see that hand. And if you're on live stream, just hold with us. We're going to say a prayer. Now, if you're, listen, I promise.
Put that hand down.
Yes, if you put that hand up, we're just going to ask that you take one more step and come down to Phil and I, Pastor Phil and I, and we're going to pray with you. We're going to pray a prayer of salvation, and then we're going to pray over you. Amen? So come on down. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because those of you that are listening by live stream, listen, you don't have to be here for us to touch you. Hold on, let's do it on live stream. So if anybody's watching, just repeat after him. Amen.
Say, Father, I come to you.
I come to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I receive.
And I receive.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I thank you for your goodness.
I thank you for your goodness.
I thank you for forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiveness.
And that from this day forward.
And from this day forward.
You will help me live my life.
You will help me live my life.
As your child.
As your child.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Woo!
Praise God. God bless you.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise Jesus!
Jesus!
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, if you did that on live stream, if you've said that prayer on live stream, we want to reach out to you. You can private message us. You can set a message there. And we want to just reach out and talk to you and pray with you and help you in any way we can.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus is good.
He's good. Amen.
He is
all
so
the time.
Good. He is so good. When you understand that the hell is enlarged daily because God never intended for anybody to go there. Never.
Amen.
And that people don't understand and people aren't knowing the truth. And when people's eyes are open to the truth and knowing that God is good and how
Amen.
Much God loves them.
Yes.
Like there's no better moment in the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. It's a party Praise going God. On in heaven right
Amen.
Now. Amen.
That's right.
It says
heaven
all of heaven stops and celebrates your salvation. All of heaven.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Whew, where is Mona? She going to be mad she wasn't in here. She going to be mad.
Uh-oh.
She's excited but mad. Amen. Okay, so let's get through these, you know. Okay. All right, so what do we got going on? So we'll go through Children's Church first. Sunday, November 20th, Children's Church Thanksgiving Feast during service. Can we have that in a sanctuary? Okay. You always want to use the sanctuary until you're feeding them, and then you don't want to use it no more. Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Sunday, November 27th, is going to be a children's church staff meeting right after service. And then our Christmas, children's Christmas program will be Sunday, December 18th during service. And then December 25th is pajama party for the kids. I tried. I fought for you. I was vetoed. I'm just telling you. I was
for
vetoed.
For the adult.
Yes. And so we have the women's Christmas party also coming up on the first Saturday of the month. So we're excited about that. Amen. It's going to be at noon here at the church. And we have a lot of women already signed up. I'm excited. We have lost the first one. I'm just going to say we've lost it and let the guys off the hook, right? Because I can't prove it. Can't prove my theory, but it probably was me. I'll probably go home and it's going to be in one of my bags somewhere. You watch. Like I had that thought the other day. If it is, I promise I'll tell you that I was the thief. No. What else we got going on? We got no Thanksgiving service
right.
on Thursday night. So no midweek service, but we'll be back on Sunday morning ready to go. Amen. So enjoy your families and have a great time. And then
yep.
Christmas Eve service at 6, the candlelight service. I have two fighting services that are like my favorite. The kids' program, Christmas program. It's so awesome. This, the kids are awesome. And then my Christmas Eve. I love
service.
That. Yes. And then, it's going to be so good. I can't tell you why, but you don't want to miss it.
Exciting things on
Exciting
Christmas Eve service.
Things are happening.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah.
I can't even tell you. Yesterday was one of the best practices we've ever had, ever.
I don't know about that.
For me. Woo! Okay, I'll calm down. I can't tell you, but it's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I have a babysitter for that day, just so you know, that service, but it's so exciting. Okay. What else? Christmas morning service?
Yep.
Obviously, we're going to be here
we'll
at 10 and we're going to worship our Lord.
Amen. And worship our Lord on Christmas Day. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. No men's breakfast for the month of December.
Thank you. Do you have a date? Do you want to? What,
or
for
November.
Your Christmas decoration team? Today? Okay.
All right, well, we better let the children go to children's church. And then we're going to do the offering in this morning. One thing that the Lord wants us to know is it's required among all of us to be faithful, amen? Stewards to be faithful, amen? And so when we think about giving, we want to be like the Lord because he's faithful, amen? And the Lord says that because of your giving, He will rebuke the devourer on our behalf. Amen. He will open up the windows of heaven. Amen. And he will protect all of your seed that's sowed. Amen. And so we want to be just thankful this morning that God is our protector and our provider. And we just want to be a blessing when we give our giving so that the church can do what it needs to do. And we want to just be thankful this morning that we get the opportunity to give and share and just be generous in the month of Thanksgiving. Amen. And so we're just going to bring the offering forward, and I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your blessing over the tithes and offerings today, Father. Lord, I thank you that as people give, Father God, you said that it'll be given back to them, pressed down, shaken up, and running over, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it, and I just praise you for it, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your offerings to the front.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Your perfect love is casting out fear. You are the God of all power, and it is your will that my life is here. Sickness can't stay.
Amen. Well, we are thankful for this month of Thanksgiving that we get to celebrate and be thankful. And I just encourage you to reflect on the year and be thankful for everything God has done for us. Amen. And I know that many of us have had battles this year and things that have come up against us. But the important thing is that God's been with us. Amen. And he's still with us now. Amen. And so we just want to be so thankful for the goodness of God. And I want to read to you and just talk to you a little bit about the refreshing of the Lord. Amen? And it says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord." Amen? "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." And I want you to know that there are times of refreshing that the Lord is releasing upon the body of Christ. And I want you to know that the Lord is interested in refreshing you, restoring you, reviving you, and strengthening you for where you are and for what the future holds for us, and that he's the one who's going to help you come through anything that you face. Amen. And we're going to look here in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, and we're going to see a time where King David had to have a refreshing on him. And I want you to know that King David was doing all he knew how to do, and he was serving a king, Achish, at the time. And he was getting ready to go out to battle with them, but they wouldn't let him go because it was the Philistine king he was serving. And they were going to go up against Israel, and they just didn't think that David would be able to do that. So they told him that he couldn't fight with him. So David and his men were already discouraged, and they were going back to their land, and they went back to Ziklag, and unfortunately, they found that it had been taken over. And so we're going to read here in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 2. And it says, well, verse 1, it says, "It came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south of Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either small, either great or small, but carried them away and went out on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And I know that each one of us have been at times in our life where we have wept to where it seems like we've had no more power to weep. Amen? And where things have been difficult and things have been tough. And it says David's two wives were taken captive, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because of the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. I want you to know that sometimes when things are looking tough and things are difficult is when it's most important for you to encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen? When things are rising up on you and things are hard and you've wept to where you have no more tears, that's a time where you can't give up. Amen? We can't give up and we can't back up, because the Bible says what? That in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Amen? So don't go weary in well-doing. Amen? We got to make sure that we continue in well-doing no matter what's happening. Amen? And this is what David had to do. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me the ephod. And the ephod was what they used to praise and to put it on and would seek God. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake and without fail recover all. I want you to know something, that even if you've been through a tough season and a difficult time, God's goal is for you to not just overtake or just to be in pursuit, but he expects you to overtake and without fail recover all. That's what God's plan is for you. So if you've been through some hardship and you've lost some things and you right now have some things that you're believing God for, don't give up and don't quit, okay? Because God is going to help you recover all, amen? He doesn't want just a pursuit for you. He wants you to recover all and overtake your enemies and get the victory, amen? So David went, and 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Beshor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Beshor. And they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread and he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou, and whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, which are the very people that had taken David's and his men's families. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We had an invasion upon the south of the Shirethites and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah and upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight upon the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they had drave before those other cattle and said, this is David's spoil. I want you to be a person that's like David and get your own spoil. Amen. I want the Lord to give you your spoil. Amen. And you have something out there available to you that that God wants to help you achieve and God wants to help you get. Amen. And I want you to know something, that there are times where we just need refreshed and we just need to be renewed and strengthened, and God will bring those times to you. Amen. God wants you to have those times, and he wants you to be refreshed and renewed. Amen. David even went back to those 200 men that could not make it, and he gave them their share of the spoil. And so I want you to know that God will put you in a position where not only can you help yourself, but you can help others. Amen. And you'll be able to help others receive Jesus, and you'll be able to help others receive the will of God in their lives. Amen. Because God will help you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:19 says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrote in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand and in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. In other words, what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? In other words, how can we not be successful if we believe? Amen? Because God will bring his power to help us. Amen? And we're not doing anything on our own. We're fighting out of God's power and his ability. Amen? So when we need God's help, he will help us. Amen? And so when we're in the middle of situations that are tough and difficult, we know that God will help us. Amen? And we know that we can reach out to him and trust him in every season of our life and be able to be blessed. It says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I want you to know that if you are saved through grace by faith, and that it's not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, then how much more so will that grace help us in life? Amen? And how much more so are we going to be saved and refreshed because the grace of God is opened up to our life? Amen? So people, I want you to be a people that reaches towards God, especially when you're going through difficult times, but even when your life is good, even when your life is going well, I want you to reach towards God, because God is no respecter of persons. Amen? And he is there to help us get through everything that we have going on and every part of life that we have to face. God wants to be a part of helping us get through it and live it the way he wants us to live it. Amen? 2 Peter 1:3 says this, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to his glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that was in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall never neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to know that just having these things equipping you are important for you to have a time of refreshing. Amen? because we want to see the time of refreshing, and there is divine power that God has willing to give towards us. It says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fail. You shall never fall. I want you to know something, that you can do these things and never fall, but also if you do fall or if you do get bagged down, I want you to know God still has a time of refreshing for you, a time where he will strengthen you, a time where he will bring you through, and a time where he will bring you out on the other side. Amen? God is a good and loving, caring God, and he will help us in every way possible. Amen? First Timothy chapter 1, verse 12 says, and I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me to the ministry. This is Paul speaking. Who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious. But I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And what I want you to know is that even if you put yourself in a bad position, God can give you a time of refreshing. Amen? I want you to know that that's what he did for Paul. Paul was fighting against him and the kingdom and even persecuting Christians, but the Lord came alongside of him and spoke to him on the road to Damascus. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. And if the Lord will give exceeding abundance of faith and love towards Paul, he will give it to you. Is that true? This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I'm the chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern of them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. I want you to know that God is a God of refreshing, and he's a God of forgiveness, and he's a God that will come on us even if we have made mistakes, and he will bring us into that place of his blessing. Amen. And so God wants you to be refreshed. He wants you to be strengthened. He wants you to be in him, and he wants you to be encouraged this morning. Amen. Jude 1:24 says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to get to this right here, because we're going to read out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye might be fulfilled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And if we're going to have a refreshing, Power has to work where? Within us. Amen? And if we're going to have power working in us, that's got to be the Word of God. Amen? And if it's going to be the Word of God, what that means is that each of us have to be people that are pursuing the Word of God. Amen? Because by pursuing the Word of God, you're going to have the power of God working in you, and then you're going to have faith to be able to do the things that God needs you to do. And as you have faith to do what God has you do, refreshing will come upon you. Amen? God will bless you. God will keep you, and God will increase you. And also, when we have the power of God's Word working in us, guess what? It starts to change how we speak. Amen? It starts to change how we talk. Amen? It starts to change what we're putting out in the atmosphere. And as that starts to change, guess what? Our surroundings start to change. Because it's no longer that we are being affected by what we see, but we're starting to see, to affect what we see by what we say. Amen? And we can start to affect what we see by what we say when our words are filled with faith. Amen? And this is where refreshing happens, and this is where the goodness of God comes upon us and can come into us and just give us what we need in the Lord. Amen? And so we want to be a people that are refreshed by the goodness of God, and we want to be a people that are stirred up by the goodness of God. Do we really believe that He's the one who can do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think? Have we challenged Him lately with anything we're thinking? Have we been a people that even makes Him have to think about the miraculous? We sang that song today, I Believe in You, the God of miracles. And I just want us to know, as Christians, do we have things going on that make us believe God for the miraculous? Amen? And are we challenging ourselves to believe God for the miraculous? Amen? Are we believing God for miracles? Are we believing God for refreshing? Are we believing God for what He will do on our behalf? Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, I want to ask you, are you here for a time of refreshing? And are you here for a time that God can pour out His blessing upon you? Amen? Because that's what He wants to do, is He wants to refresh and He wants to strengthen each and every one of you. Amen? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for refreshing on every person in here right now, God. God, that we would believe You for the miraculous, God. God, that we would believe You for refreshing and just strengthening, Father, for revival to come upon us, Father, and for a quickening to come upon us. Amen? That, God, we'd be filled with life, God life, and that, God, we'd be filled with joy and peace, and we'd be in pursuit of You, Father, and we would be willing, God, to speak to others in Your name. Amen? And that we would be on fire for You, Father God. And, Lord, we just declare Your goodness and we just declare Your greatness in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You said what? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we're going to pray for Sue right now, who was having headaches and just not feeling good, Father. And Lord, we just pray Your blessing upon her, Father. And Lord, we just pray healing upon her in the name of Jesus. Lord, just release Your grace and mercy and strength upon her, Father. And Lord, just touch her and bring healing to her. And we thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And God, we put Matthew before You this morning, Father. And Lord, all the things he has going on, Father God, he needs Your touch on his life, Father God. And Lord, we just ask You that You would come upon Matthew and that You would strengthen him with grace and mercy. And You would just touch him, Father God, and Lord, that he would know Your goodness, Father God, and he would know Your peace and Your strength upon his life, Father. And Lord, we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, is there anybody in here that needs prayer for anything this morning? Anybody that needs prayer of agreement for anything that you got going on, just let me know. And we'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so thankful for God's goodness and His grace and His mercy touching us and just being the good God that He is. Amen. And I tell you what, I believe that He's going to strengthen each and every one of us this week as we go, and that we're going to be able to know His hands on our life. Amen. I'm just praying that God touches you in such a way this week that you just know He's with you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, I want to say God bless you and thank you for being here. And I'll be up here to pray with anybody that needs prayer.